Hi there. The word for you today is fight for your marriage. In Song of Solomon 8 verse 7 we read, many waters cannot quench love. You quickly discover that the greatest threat to marriage in one word is, you've got it, selfishness. My mother was trying to explain to her little boy the benefits of unselfishness. She concluded her talk by saying, we're in this world to help others. After due consideration, the boy asked, well then, what are others here for? Hey, when two people put their own individual needs and wants first, they're on a collision course. So let's look at some examples of selfishness in marriage. First, in-laws. It's a sign of selfishness and immaturity when you constantly harp about what your parents said and how they did things. It's unfair to your spouse, and it'll hurt your relationship. 2. Pornography. The psalmist wrote, I refuse to look at corrupting people and degrading things. He says that in the Bible, yep, Psalm 101 verse 3, the message. Pornography is as addictive as heroin, and untold numbers of marriages are being shipwrecked by it. Not only does it leave you feeling ashamed, it devastates your partner's self-worth. 3, disagreements. Don't be like the woman who told her friend, we've been married for 20 years and never quarreled once. If a difference of opinion arises and I'm right, my husband gives in. Her friend asked, and what if he's right? Without hesitating, she replied, that has never happened. And finally, prayerlessness. There's a big problem in marriage. 90% of Christian couples today don't read the Bible and pray together. Does that shock you? Well, do you? Look, if Christ is the most important thing in both your lives, he should be the thing you most enjoy talking about. When passion and physical beauty fade, your shared love for Christ will sustain you through the storms of life. So come on, fight for your marriage.